The field is set for the special election in the U.S. Senate race here in Massachusetts. On primary day, April 30th, Congressman Stephen Lynch and Ed Markey will square off on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, three candidates are competing. State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk, Cohasset businessman Gabriel Gomez, and former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan. To discuss the race, we spoke with Republican analyst John Civilella and Democratic analyst Susan Tracy. Susan started by assessing the Republicans' chances.
First, Massachusetts is a blue state, and I say this as a Democrat, but obviously we can elect Republicans. We elected Scott Brown, and we've elected statewide office holders. So I think from a Democratic standpoint, nothing will be taken for granted. What I do think is a strong advantage for the Democrats, or a few strong advantages, one is the National Republican Party. I think the National Republican Party is really out of touch with the values of Massachusetts, and this is a race for a national office that will, if went to a Republican, add power to the Republican at a national level.
So then are you saying that the Republican candidate here, in order to be successful in this state, needs to sort of break with the party nationally in this race?
Absolutely. Now, whether they can do that and still go to Washington and be part of that party, I think becomes hard. I think you saw that with Richard Tesei. I think you saw that with Scott Brown. I'd also add that the Democrats have a very strong Democratic organization on the field. And this is a special election where organization is really king.
All right, John, can the Republican win and how?
I basically, agree with Susan's sentiments. I think it's going to be very difficult for a Republican to win. I think the GOP is happy that they got three solid people who bring, very good credentials to the table. I think on the negative side for the GOP, Susan alluded to, the Democrats are, just coming off a Senate race. So the Democratic machine is still warm. But it is a short election, and, as we saw with Scott Brown and in other times in Massachusetts, really anything can happen.
Susan, head-to-head on the GOP side, who has the edge in this race between, in not any particular order, Dan Winslow, Gabriel Gomez, and Michael Sullivan?
Well, it's funny. I actually think the Republican field is pretty interesting because, one, they're all somewhat unknown characters and, candidates. You'd have to say, coming out of the box, that Michael Sullivan's got a bit of an edge because he collected his own signatures. And he's the most conservative candidate. So I think the combination of both having an organization that collected the signatures and didn't pay for them, as the other two candidates did, and being more conservative in a primary that is going to tend to bring out more conservative voters, I would think that Michael Sullivan would be ahead in that. And whether the other two candidates can have the resources and the message to get some new people out, to pull some independents into the Republican primary, I think is really their challenge.
John, your snapshot?
First, in the interest of full disclosure, Bob, I just want to disclose that my wife works at the firm that Gabe Gomez is currently on leave from. So they're not particularly close friends. I don't really know Gabe Gomez, but I want to disclose that. I think Sullivan and Winslow are both going to have difficult time raising money to get their message out. I think Gomez right now is kind of the candidate that the GOP is looking for. Somebody who, is Hispanic, who's born in Colombia. He's incorporated his Spanish fluency into his campaign already. He has an impeccable record in military service, and he's been a very successful businessman. So he has a good story to tell. And, the small Republican establishment in the state seems to be rallying around him. But clearly, Mike Sullivan has a natural conservative constituency. Plus, he has a natural base down the southeast part of the state. That leaves Dan Winslow out a little bit as the odd man. And, Winslow is the gadfly, the policy wonk, a good all-around legislator. But I don't know if those things play in a primary. So he has to find a hook.
All right, on to the Democrats. A recent WBUR poll had Congressman Markey leading Congressman Lynch 38% to 31%. What does Lynch need to do to overcome a deficit like that in a very, very short primary season, Susan?
I think he needs to do exactly what Ed Markey needs to do, which is it's about raising money. It's about having a message that appeals to people and makes them want to come out and vote for you. And it's about having the organization to get the voters to the polls.
I think Steve Lynch has to keep his cohort in the Democratic Party intact. So he shouldn't panic and try to go to the left. in this election because he's not going to out-liberal Ed Markey by any means. And all that will do potentially is alienate his own base in the party. So he's got to first keep that intact and keep doing what he was doing, you know, dance with the person who brought you to the dance.
Well, let me ask about that. Lynch has taken positions over time that are thought to be or are simply more conservative than Markey's. Some think that's a handicap in this liberal state, especially in a Democratic primary. So how can Lynch make that work for him, or can he?
He's a classic Reagan Democrat as well. So the other pod he can reach into is independents and unenrolleds, and that's really going to be his key. If he begins getting squishy on issues, he starts to confuse and alienate his own base.
I agree with that. I think you have to be true to yourself as a candidate, and I do think he needs to look for a vote base that is, you know, that's new and he can bring into the party to offset some of the more progressive voters.
Markey has more money, widely thought to have a better organization than Lynch. So how does he keep the enthusiasm up and not get overconfident?
Well, there's definitely a risk of an enthusiasm gap with him. There's no question. I think within the party and across the state, people see him a little bit as the candidate of the machine. And Steve Lynch is a little bit of a brawler and somebody who wasn't necessarily expected by the national Dems to enter the race. And they may not be that happy that they have to expend money and resources to fight him back. Ed Markey's been criticized over time for really not knowing his district very well and certainly not knowing the state very well because he hasn't had a lot of competitive races. So this is a guy who's been criticized for hanging in, you know, Chevy Chase, Maryland too much and being a consummate insider in Washington, D.C.
I think overconfidence is something that every candidate should be conscious of. I think the good news for both Ed Markey and for Steve Lynch is they've run for office before. They know how to do this. They're tested, and I think that both of them will be smart about keeping focused on this is about Massachusetts, this is about the voters here, and this is about really not adding to the voice of the Republican Party at a national level. So I think that while it's a risk, I think they're both pretty savvy and smart and hardworking campaigners. So I would hope they would avoid that risk.
So in my best tennis umpire voice here, advantage Markey or advantage Lynch?
Advantage Democrats.
I would say advantage Markey at this point, but Lynch has some momentum.
Republican John Silvalella, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bob. Great to be here.
Same to you, Democrat Susan Tracy.
Thanks, Bob.